Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. That's People Change. And this evening in Spearfish, the Matthews Opera House presents a concert by the artist jazz guitarist W. Jazz. It's the second event in the Club Matthews Jazz Sessions series. W. Jazz is the stage name for Ward Johnston. He's originally from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He studied jazz guitar at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and Denver University. He also earned a master's in music education from Northern Arizona University. Johnston recently moved to Spearfish, and he teaches music at an elementary school in Moorcroft, Wyoming. In the upcoming school year, he'll take over as director of bands and choir at Sundance High School. Johnston has just released a new album, W. Jazz Live. It features original compositions recorded in Grand Junction, Colorado. Ward Johnston told SDPB's Jazz Nightly host Carl Gerke that he'd been to the Matthews House many times before relocating to Spearfish because the Northern Black Hills community is his wife's hometown.
My wife always told me that she would never move back to Spearfish. It was where she grew up. She didn't want to be back in this small town. And then we had our son, and that changed things very quickly. And so we moved back to Spearfish, and we absolutely love living there. She is working at the university here, and everything's going really well. I absolutely love being in a new place and, you know, meeting new people, especially now meeting a bunch of awesome musicians to play with. So
what's the environment like there for you to play jazz in Spearfish and around the Black Hills? Are there plenty of opportunities to play and a lot of good players to work with?
You know, it's been quite a journey for me. You know, I was playing regularly with the band in Colorado and have connections in Colorado because I grew up there. And moving up to Spearfish, you know, I didn't know anybody. I was into teaching. I have a 2-year-old at home, so time is limited. And so, like, you know, I started trying to meet people, and it's actually been a struggle around Spearfish. And even getting the idea of this show and putting this show on, I was struggling to find people. And then in the last minute of, you know, trying to find musicians and put that together, I found some excellent people to play with, and I'm very excited about that. Another cool thing about the argument for the power of live music and musicianship, these guys that are playing with me, we've rehearsed a total of 3 times to play this show. And that takes real musicianship to be able to do that. And, you know, I don't have time in my life either with the full-time job and young child at home to you know, rehearse in garage band style and work everything out by ear and memorize it all. You know, we just have a book of music, and we've been working hard, and they've put a lot of work in, and I'm very, very excited to have them joining me, and they sound great. So we're really excited, all of us.
And as I understand it, this performance is you're going to do a little bit of jazz history, the past, present, and future?
Yeah, so I moved to Spearfish, and I've been working with a Boss Looper, which is it's the heaviest duty one that they have. And basically, you can record in all the parts and put together arrangements of songs so you can basically play solo. It's got a drum machine in it, and so there's all kinds of stuff happening with that. And I've been learning how to use it. And so over the last 2 years of kind of a dry spell of playing with other musicians, I've been working with this looper. And so half of the show I will be playing using the looper and playing gigs in Spearfish. I've been playing solo and with a few other people like Jamie Lynn and other local people. I've been finding that the audiences are, you know, just uneducated into the world of jazz at all. And so thinking about that and conceptualizing this show, I thought it was so important to give a little background of jazz and where I come from personally, and then where I have taken that doing the original compositions. So the show starts in 1928 with Louis Armstrong and West End Blues. And the second set, when the band comes in, you know, most of that stuff is going to be original music. And so taking it past, present, and future is the idea of the show, giving a little background and then moving forward.
Now, for your own background as a musician, did you grow up hearing, listening, and playing jazz?
You know, I grew up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, relatively big city south of Denver, and I had so many connections and opportunities. And so, I you know, I've been taking lessons on guitar, private lessons, since like second grade. And so That helped, and I was working with other jazz musicians starting really early because they existed, you know, and that's one thing that's hard when you're not in a community that has that. It's hard to find people. But, yeah, I ended up, you know, finishing school with a scholarship, multiple scholarships from different performances I had had. But, you know, the opportunity for those performances don't exist if there aren't people, you know, supporting the music and supporting kids taking private lessons and really learning how to read. And the other thing, you know, being a guitarist, in school, it's really hard to keep up because a lot of band directors don't have experience with a guitar. And so I needed that private lesson to keep going. And that took me to Boston, where I played it and went to Berklee School of Music and, you know, lived in downtown Boston. And I can tell you the city life did not work for me. The playing was excellent and the musicians were great. But the atmosphere, you know, I'm a teacher and I can't do the nighttime schedule. And I found that out very quickly. You know, the late night schedule that a lot of musicians carry is a completely opposite schedule for a lot of people. So I finished at Denver University and then went back for my master's in education. And, you know, I'm absolutely loving life teaching these kids about the power of music.
Now, you teach music in Moorcroft, Wyoming. What sort of teaching do you do there?
Yeah, so I actually teach and have been teaching for, I guess this is my fifth year, teaching elementary students. And, you know, everybody takes a step back when they hear that, but I have found it to be incredibly invigorating for me and for the kids. They take to this music thing. And they're able to spread that knowledge of the power of jazz. And these kids, they come in and they are excited to learn. And so next year I will be transitioning back to high school, which I have done as well. And I will miss working with these younger kids. Part of the show as well is just trying to show just a little bit of what I do in the classroom to connect these kids to the music and to transfer the knowledge of, you know, I have as a musician to the students and to give them that creativity that jazz brings. And so I will be playing a tune that is a standard. Well, Chicago is the band that did the tune Saturday in the Park, but my students created a bunch more lyrics and kind of rearranged the tune, and I'll be showing that at the concert as well.
You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. I'm talking with Spearfish guitarist Ward Johnston, who performs under the name W Jazz. He's just released a new album of originals recorded a couple of years ago in Grand Junction, Colorado, simply called W Jazz Live. And he's performing this evening in Spearfish at the Matthews Opera House for the second Jazz Sessions event presented by Club Matthews. Now, Ward, you're an educator, and you mentioned earlier that you found that audiences aren't that well educated in jazz or don't really understand jazz or know that much about jazz. How do you go about getting people excited about jazz, whether it's your students or whether it's the audiences that you play for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I feel like mostly nowadays people connect to more pop music and, you know, what is popular music today. And, you know, I think, I guess, first of all, I step back and what was pop music back in the 40s? Well, the pop music was jazz. And I see, you know, that jazz influence incorporated into every style of music that exists today, some influence from jazz. And so I basically go backwards. I take something, you know, popular that the kids would know or their parents would know or somebody, you know, somebody has some connection to it. I make that connection to the kids. And then after that, after you make that connection, then you can pretty much go any direction. Once you get buy-in from those kids, you can pretty much go any direction with it. For example, this winter I did a song. I really wanted to do a song called Lovely Day by Bill Withers, a soul music guy. And it had just happened. I did not know this, but it had just happened to be used in the movie Secret Life of Pets. So immediately, all the kids knew the song. In every class I taught, they all had known the song, so they were already ready to go and excited about it. And so then when you have that buy-in, then you can step back and say, well, check this out. This is Miles Davis. Or check this out. You know, this is John Coltrane or any of the greats. And they take to it, and they enjoy it. So that's how I try to throw the jazz thing in quietly.
How about for older audience members who, you know, when you're playing a show and maybe some or most of them aren't familiar with jazz, how do you get them into the music?
throughout my life, my audiences have been older and continue to get older, you know? So, you know, I haven't struggled with that, but I do want people to understand that, you know, we are, you know, a younger, new generation of jazz musicians, and we are not only taking the stuff that they heard, you know, that older generation heard when jazz was popular, but, you know, taking all the stuff that's come since then. And what it, you know, what I think it creates is it makes the music that much better. And so just, you know, just trying to get them to look outside the box a little bit and try something new as well. In the show, I'm going to talk about an influence of mine, Wes Montgomery, guitar player. You know, later in his career, he was doing with a full orchestra behind him, doing pop songs like Ellen Rigsby, you know, a Beatles tune. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times that stuff, you know, hardcore bop fans or like hardcore jazz fans saw that as Wes selling out. I don't see that at all. I see it as him, you know, connecting to a whole new group of people, you know, and making it that much more accessible to everyone.
Yeah, I think sometimes that jazz purism can get in the way of letting more people know about jazz, that it becomes, you know, this exclusive club, and, you know, only if you're cool, right, and hip and you know all these names, and only then can you listen to, right, jazz. But really, you know, I think this is music for everybody. You don't have to know the secret handshake or anything like that. It's just great music to, I mean, yeah, you can delve into it and dig into it deeper, but just, you know, play a jazz song, you know, it's got a nice beat, it's got a nice melody, and you can have a lot, right, of fun just listening to it.
Yeah, and I think another thing, you know, jazz has become so educated in the last 20 years or so. You know, it's entered the schools, and, you know, that is a wonderful thing. But I don't want us to lose track of just that emotion and feeling that, that, you know, I'm connected to with jazz, you know, and that I feel when I listen to jazz. And so, you know, you hear groups like Snarky Puppy, who's a new, you know, jazz group, popular jazz group. And, you know, you can hear that aspect of that education that they have. Everything is super tight, super perfect, super laid out. And I love that too. But, you know, I like to go back to, you know, some other things sometimes that aren't as perfect, aren't as tight, you know. And this, you know, it goes back to this album. Same deal with my life. I was leaving Grand Junction. I had this band I had played with for 3 years, and we were tight, and we decided to just record our last show live. And so that's where, you know, the idea of this album comes from. And it, no, not every note is perfect, and no, not every arrangement is solid, but man, we were feeling it, and we were together, and we were tight. And that's what felt good about that, you know, and releasing that as an album, it feels great.
You're talking about the new CD that just came out a couple of weeks ago, about a month or so ago, right? It's called W Jazz Live.
Yep. That's correct, yep. And so that's, you know, part of the catalyst for that was this show, putting this show on at the Opera House and being in the Opera House. You know, and I have tons of recordings. It's like, well, do something with it. And so, you know, I made the time, and it's all original compositions. You know, I miss those guys that I play with. We got together again in November and played a show in Grand Junction, Colorado, and we continue to work together. But yeah, you know, that's a culmination of, you know, a different time in my life, and now I'm working with new people, and in a totally different place, and I'm, you know, I'm loving it every single time. It changes, and it ends up making things better and better. So, you know, keep moving forward, you know.
Well, Ward, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And before I let you go, W Jazz, that's would you call that your stage name?
Yeah, you know, that kind of just came out in the process of, you know, the idea of putting out this album. And, you know, I like having a little separation, being a public school teacher, but it just worked as a, I love it as a title. So I just stuck with it.
That's Spearfish guitarist Ward Johnston. He performs under the name W Jazz. He spoke with SDPB Jazz nightly host Carl Gerke. Johnston is in concert this evening at 7:30 at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. He'll explore jazz from the past to the present. The concert is the second in the Club Matthews Jazz Sessions series, and he's just released a new CD. It's called W Jazz Live. We leave you now with music from W Jazz called The Storm. That's our program for today. We hope that it served you. Thank you to all our guests, to Carl Gerke and everyone else from the SDPB crew, and we'll see you on Monday with two more hours of In the Moment. Stick around here after the news for Kara Hetland and Innovation.